This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Sam and Greg on this. You know what?
What's wrong?
We could have done this any other break, but this dude who's coming on right now just heard what we talked about. He's going to come at me.
He's going to come at me right now. You earned it.
I don't care. I'm just saying. You making a bigger deal out of it than it is. Come on, Tim Scarborough. Come up in here. I'm ready for you.
Oh, man. Greg, you called it, brother. I'm sitting here thinking. You sound like a brother that has once used the term jive turkey.
No, I never have, but my parents did. I never used that, but see, from that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Everybody has those stories from a parent or a relative that bought you something that they thought was cool, and they go, here, baby, you wear this.
Yeah.
And you look at them funny.
Yeah.
And
yeah. But Tim, anyway, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
How your brackets doing?
Man, you know, so your feelings are based off of your brackets, at least guys like me. So I'm not in a great mood this morning, right? Because my bracket looks like my science grade. It's got a lot of red right now.
But mine too. I tried to follow your lead with your folks, man, but they couldn't get past Oregon.
Man, so I never want to see an Oregon Duck for the rest of my life. You think about in football, the Fiesta Bowl. Liberty got their first New Year's Day bowl. We were very excited. That was a big deal. And Oregon just smacked the living daylights out of Liberty. And Friday was no different on the basketball hardwood. But Oregon's a really good team. Dana Altman, one of the better coaches in the country. And he certainly is prepared in those early rounds. And as a result, you know, Liberty just kind of – no one in this whole season had manhandled Liberty the way they got manhandled and on the biggest stage. So it was disappointing, but man, I tell you what, Oregon is good. They're going to go far in this tournament, I think.
Tim Scarborough joining Sam and Greg. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. I got Florida. Any reason why I should even consider changing that? And I realize it's a popular pick, but that's the one I picked a while ago. And so I'm staying with it. The rest of my bracket's all messed up. I, like you, I think you wanted to see how far St. John's could go.
Yep.
I thought Patino was the story of this tournament. That's now gone. And so, you know, I'm going to see what's going on with Florida. But having said that, do you think I should consider changing?
No. I mean, Florida has, Clayton Jr. is one of the better players in the entire nation, 17, 18 points a game. But it's not just him. It's the same with Duke with Cooper Flagg, man. Both those guys have supporting casts that allow you to think, wow, that there could be a collision course between Duke and Florida. I'm not wavering on that. I felt like the SEC was a little top-heavy, although the bottom of that league benefited from the top. But really, the four teams, Tennessee, Alabama, Auburn, and Florida, carried that league, and they were four of the best teams in the country all season. Based off of yesterday, Auburn took a scare from Creighton, but, both Auburn, Florida, Alabama too, I don't believe in Tennessee. I think Tennessee might actually lose to UCLA today. But, Greg, I think you're good with Florida going to the Final Four and certainly possibly get to a championship game and possibly win it all based off of their talent. But, again, all it takes is one egg to be laid and you're done. And St. John's didn't play their game yesterday. You know, Patino versus Calipari was a great and fun matchup to visit. You know, two of the remaining, you know, it's probably just four or five guys with that kind of pedigree remaining from that generation. And two of them got to play against each other. You know, and of course, Calipari also beat Bill Self, another person from that group that you can kind of say, all right, the legendary coaches that are still active. And, you know, so Calipari had a great weekend. He beat Bill Self, then he beat Rick Pitino.
Yeah, but that Kansas team don't count. That Kansas team don't count. They were playing with smoke and mirrors with that center they had, that dude who transferred from Michigan.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have come around to your life thinking about the big fella in Kansas. So, yeah, he is. He played himself out of an NBA contract probably by staying in school.
Wow, you talk about that, folks. Mm-hmm. Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Tim Scarborough. He is social. Always find him at TimScar20, at TimScar20 is where you can find him. No Cinderellas in this. Are we seeing two things, the combination of the cash, the bag, I don't call it NIL, the bag that has consumed players who would have been on a Florida Atlantic or San Diego State just a couple of years ago are now finding their way to the major brand, the big brand conference teams. And also the fact that maybe the tournament committee is tweaking things and letting fewer of those teams in to give more spots to the teams from the major conferences. I think that's the combination of what we're seeing.
Yeah, I think a couple things are going on. The money has always been there. It was just under the table, if we're being honest. But now it's more overt. But it's not the money so much as the mobility ability. Now you can transfer within conferences. Now you can transfer and play right away. Now you can play at five different schools. Now you can get waivers and play for 7-8 years and be a 25-year-old still playing in the NCAA. That is the paradigm shift that has caused this imbalance to resurface. The money has always been there, as I said, it's just under the table. Now it's more overt. And it's probably more money floating around than it used to be as well. And more guys are starting to get that money. I think about FAU went to the Final Four a few years ago, and I saw three of their players this weekend playing for different teams. Vlad Golden, the big fella, went to Michigan with his coach. Understandable. But Johnny Davis for Arkansas, he was a big part of why Arkansas won. He was a big part of why FAU was good in the years that he was there. And Taj Boyd, another good player from that group, saw him playing for San Diego State. But there's so many guys from these mid-majors. And mentioned it, speaking of Jani Broome, he's probably the best player in the country, arguably certainly second best, played at Morehead State. So there's a lot of great players in the NCAA that were playing at mid-majors that are now playing at majors that are making those majors even better. And, yes, they're starting to become a stockpiling scenario where the majors are getting – more of the better talent, and as a result, you're seeing more of them be successful. But the real problem with why you're seeing majors be so successful is they've left some great mid-major teams out of this tournament, and replaced them with middle tier to even lower tier conference teams. Think about the SEC, who got 14 teams. That's ridiculous on every level. You know, the only way I'd take 14 teams from a league is if all of them possibly, and I know it's mathematically impossible, had a 31 season because they're all playing each other. So that won't happen. But what happens is you take six SEC teams that literally had a losing record in the month of January and February, literally were 6-12 or 8-10 in their own conference. We need to have a standard that I don't care what conference you're in. You got to compete in your conference. You can't be mediocre all year and ride the coattails of the top half of your conference and then get into the NCAA tournament because these games are too important and the money is too big for these schools to be left out. And, you know, that's my soapbox for the morning. But having said that, once the games get started, all that animosity and that mid-major angst that I feel for the last 30 years, it goes away because these games are excellent. And this weekend has been no different.
Okay, we just sent you something. Can you talk to us and look at your phone at the same time? I know you can, but Can you do it like right now?
Yeah, I got an iPhone, dude. I don't have a flip phone.
Can you see what you just received something? No flip phone.
Yeah.
Can you see what you just received?
I can read emojis. I can do all that.
Can you see?
Yes,
that?
I see. Oh, picture of my guy. So am I looking for something specific in this picture?
No, you're looking for two people. You're looking at two people. We'd like to post that, and we're gonna send that out. But he should be looking at a picture of a couple dudes, and one of them really, really good looking in a Bucky shirt.
Sam looks great. You're right.
See that. Folks, it's Tim Scarborough is on loose. Look, well, what are your plans for this week? We got March Madness coming to town. We know that Michigan and Auburn are going to be here. What are the other two teams that are going to make it?
Well, you know, that Atlanta region, man, that's going to be fun. I wish I had put in for a media pass, but as much as I'm around college basketball, I didn't even realize the tournament is coming to Atlanta. So I'll be watching that on TV. I won't be behind the velvet rope with you this week, Sam, down in Atlanta. But I'll say this, you know, you're right. Auburn made it, but, man, I had Auburn going out this weekend. I thought Creighton would get them, and they almost did. But almost isn't good enough. It's about surviving and advancing. And Michigan is one of my Final Four teams. I really think that Michigan-Auburn game next weekend is going to be a battle. And Michigan's got bigs, and that's why I think they can beat Auburn. Vlad Goldin, the guy I mentioned, he's a 7-1 center with Final Four experience at FAU. You know, he and Jonai Broome, that is going to be a matchup. But, who else is coming? You're asking me. I told you I got all red on my sheet. I don't know who else is coming. I'm hoping today is better than yesterday because I need a really good day just to get 8 teams into the Sweet 16 based on my bracket. So,
wow.
Yes, it is busted.
We will be watching this.
I took some chances, though, fellas. I took some chances. I took some big swings. You know, I had Tennessee going out early, and they may survive today versus UCLA, but they may not. I put Kentucky. I had Purdue. I had Gonzaga beating Houston. A close shave.
Yeah.
But Houston survived. Houston
made it through, man. You know, but yep. I followed your lead on Drake. I had Drake making it to the first one. They didn't make it, so we got Tennessee Tech is moving on. I had St. John's making it all the way to the Final Four. So that's some adjustments with mine. But that, you know, the other two, other three teams in my Final Four still in there. Still got Auburn. Still got
nice.
Duke, still got Houston. They're still in there swinging. So
well,
that's
good tea for you guys. Good for you two. Not me. Not me. I'm just got my one Florida. I'm hanging my hat on. That's it.
Well, man, ride those Gators. Ride those Gators. Right. They might get you there.
Tim, listen, as always, we appreciate the back and forth, having some fun with you. And listen, I can take it. You can come at me. You know, y'all want to talk about underwear, that's fine. I'm here for it, all right? It's all love
go,
on a Sunday
dive,
morning.
Turkey?
Keep on trucking.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
you got to
hurry up
and get home and watch Barney Miller. All right, listen. Good rest of your day, man. We have got the tournament action for you here. But, Tim, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, fellas. Have a good day.
And put them pictures out there that we just sent you.
Yeah, I got you. I got you covered. I'm doing it right now.